In this podcast, I want to explain why I believe that finding your tribe in the modern world is an illusion. As a younger guy, I would look at certain groups of people and assume that they were a tribe. And years later, you would clearly see that all those people parted company with each other at some stage of their journey. These days on YouTube, there are a plethora of videos on the subject of finding your tribe. And I see so many young people making the same mistakes I once made with people. I see young guys grinding and trying to make themselves more successful in every way in order to find their tribe, and every so often they will come across as disillusioned and down in the dumps because things never went their way with certain people they assumed as fitting the criteria of being part of their tribe. I believe that on all levels of success, social status, and even on the bottom levels of social society, I think it's a one-size-fits-all fact that very, very few people in this modern developing world ever find anything close to a tribe, if any. The closest you will get outside of a family unit is a biker's gang that have a brotherhood and a sisterhood. But even that can be vulnerable to change eventually. I have known very successful sports people to use each other and throw one another under a bus. It happens in every single walk of life, but this is something that some people do not want to hear, but it's a fact. With a lot of people, they may look at you as a person that can be used and utilized for a certain period of time. And all such people are looking for is to benefit from you in some way. Then you are not fit to burn. You are then cut off like you never meant a thing to them. If you have never seen every side of a person, then how can you possibly say that you know them? I have had an education throughout my whole life, even right up to recently, when it comes to members of the opposite sex and people who pretend to be on your page, but they are just looking to use you. And that's it. Some people are not looking to be straight and honest with you at all. And you are just there for a certain amount of time until they discard you. Some people even know beforehand exactly when they are going to discard you. I think for a group of people to become a tribe, then a certain amount of trust and respect needs to be built up between them over a long period of time before they can call themselves a tribe. These things take a lot of time, but how many people do you know who are prepared to collectively put this amount of work in this amount of time, particularly in the kind of modern developing world that we are now living in? Exactly. They say keep your circle small, but even that is no guarantee of a loyal tribe. That small circle could still walk away from you if someone else appears to be giving them a better offer. Most people in this modern world are not tribe material, particularly because most people in the modern world were never taught tribal ways. After all, we have only got ourselves to blame, as we have done away with the idea of developing tribal and social skills. Whether we want to face that or not, okay, many of us cry out about wanting to find our own tribe. But are we willing to become tribal people? Come on. Truly, are we willing to put in the work collectively with others to become the kind of tribe that we may daydream about? We may desire these things, then the self-preservation society kicks in whenever one or more of the group face a tough challenge in life. Remember, what you hunger for is a bond that is as strong as a loyal blood family, and there isn't many of them around, believe me. But again, think about the bond with certain people who are ideally on your page that you crave for. Are you prepared to be loyal and staunch enough to be what I call tribal fit for purpose in order to be one of a tribal group? In the kind of weak world we are living in these days, I think it is even harder to find people of that nature than it ever was in the past. I feel sorry for successful people who are in their 20s and looking for a tribe, because I think they are faced with a near on impossible task here, because social media has made most people of all ages weaker people. If a man or a woman finds it hard to delay gratification, then that is a person you would not want in your tribal group for a start. If they quit anything easily, it won't be hard for them to quit on you either. These weak individuals outnumber the strong in the kind of world we are living in today. So as for starting a tribe or finding your tribe, you'll be sadly mistaken if you think you will amongst this ocean of weak social media and porn-addicted people. Don't get me wrong, when I look at these 20-somethings today who are very successful and strive for more, I would really love for them to find their tribe, and I pray that they do. After all, they are working hard enough for it. They deserve to. However, I have lost count of the amount of people that have bailed on me and disappeared out of my life. That is why I just rely on myself for my happiness now. But that is just me. But all these strong movers and grinders of the 21st century are very spiritually self-reliant anyway, and I have listened to enough of them on YouTube. The last piece of the puzzle is for those people to tribe up together. But the issue, for the most part, is they are scattered all over the world, and they are not in one single place. Call them chosen ones, call them leaders, call them what you want. But it would be my hope that for them to tribe up, as I mentioned before. Anyway, at the moment, the way things are in the world, I do not think it is going to happen yet. If you look at underdeveloped societies like the African wildlands, that is where tribes thrive, because they haven't been brainwashed like we have in the Western world to walk away from their hunter-gatherer lifestyles of looking out for their own people. No separation has eroded their tribal ways of life. They have not been tempted with concrete progress. And the sheer irony of it is this. Their continent is where all the diamonds come from, which for the most part have been stripped by people from the developing world. Yet we are financially richer, and they are spiritually wealthier than any of us in the modern world put together. Their tribal values are still intact from ancient times, mixed up with their generations old spirituality that has not altered one bit. We should really observe these African tribes so much more than we do. And it is clear that we in the West have allowed ourselves to become a nanny state of weak people that have become dependent on government, which is made up of people who are exactly as weak and pathetic as the populations they govern. Can you honestly believe that this kind of weak, pathetic society has reared many men or women that have the makings of being fit for tribal purpose? Of course not. We in the West need to wake up and stop taking our creature comforts for granted, because that is how we became this weak society we are, with no tribal survival skills. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast.